Dark Times Foretold by Jesus, Chapter 71. A few men are walking past the large buildings of the temple. They have just left the Lord's house and are going in the direction of the Mount of Olives. Who are they? Ah, you know the answer, don't you? They are the Lord Jesus and his disciples. It is now evening of this day. The Lord Jesus spent Tuesday in the temple, and in the previous chapters we told you what he did there and what he spoke about. Silently the disciples walk behind their master. They are sad and dejected. The assembly of the Sanhedrin will have nothing to do with Jesus. If possible, they will kill him, and the common people also reject their master. The life of the Lord Jesus is continually in peril. The disciples feel that things are not going so well, and they are sunken in gloomy meditation as they walk along. The Lord Jesus had said, as he left the temple, "Behold, your house is left unto you desolate." Probably at this time they are thinking about these words. Suddenly, one of the disciples says, while pointing to the beautiful temple which is glittering in the sunset, "Master, look at the splendid temple we have. Examine the expensive stones. Isn't everything large and strong? At present it does not look as if all shall be left desolate." This disciple does not understand what the Lord meant by those words, and for that reason spoke as he did. Jesus answers calmly, although with a serious ring in his voice, "Do you see these large buildings? You think they are very strong and cannot be destroyed, don't you? But you are mistaken. They will be so completely destroyed that not one stone shall be left upon another. The entire temple will become a great heap of ruins." You can be sure these words made a deep impression upon the minds of the disciples. They understand that terrible things will happen. This causes fear to rise in their hearts. Before this, they were greatly dejected, and now this added, "Shall everything be destroyed and go to ruins? What about the kingdom their master will set up? He is the Messiah, the long-expected king, isn't he? The Messiah shall sit upon the throne of David, shall he not? And will he not reign to all eternity?" They cannot answer all these questions. Everything is going contrary to what they had expected. Silently they descend the mountain upon which Jerusalem is built. Silently they climb the Mount of Olives, which lies opposite Jerusalem. Silently they sit down on the top of this mountain. Dejectedly they stare at the glittering capital of Jerusalem, which lies before them. The sun's last rays are reflected from the white marble stones of the Lord's house and the other large buildings of the city. It really is a beautiful sight. To hear that all this will be laid waste causes these men to shake their heads sadly. The disciples are far from being glad and cheerful. Suddenly the silence is broken. Some of the disciples ask Jesus, "Master, a while ago thou saidst that all shall be laid waste. According to thy words, no two stones shall be left upon each other. When will these things happen? Who will do it, and how will it be done? By what signs shall we be able to see that thou hast foretold shall be fulfilled?" Questioningly they look at their beloved master. Jesus knows the care and the sorrow which dwell in their hearts. He knows what is going on in their thoughts. For this reason, he begins to tell them of the things which shall happen. He warns them beforehand so it will not come unexpectedly. Let us also listen, boys and girls, but be very attentive, for it is not easy. I will not discuss everything. You wouldn't be able to understand it. I will tell you some of the things. The Jewish people rejected the Lord Jesus. They would not acknowledge him as the Savior. They did not believe he was the Son of God. They will deliver him unto the Romans, and he will be crucified. However, the Lord is righteous. The dreadful punishment against this wicked, ungrateful people shall come. At present, the Jews think they can do anything. They forget that God sees and hears everything. Many times you too forget that, don't you? Dreadful times shall come for these Jewish people. Now the Romans reign over them. Already they are oppressed. But this oppression shall become greater. The Lord Jesus says, terrible, bloody wars shall come. The enemies shall lay waste the land. Famine will come because the harvest shall be destroyed. This will weaken the people. Pestilence shall break out, and thousands of people, men and women, children and the aged, shall die from these contagious diseases. Earthquakes shall shake and tremble the land, causing houses and palaces to fall with a roar in the heap of ruins. This judgment of God surely shall come, for God does not permit himself to be insulted without punishing the same. As the Lord forecasts all these events, the disciples listen to his words with serious looks on their faces. And those dark times did come. 40 years later, the Jews rebelled against the Romans. They wanted to drive away the hated Romans, but they did not succeed. Time and again, the Jewish army was defeated. The Jewish cities and fortresses were conquered and burned. Finally, the Roman armies laid siege around Jerusalem. Upon this same mountain where the Lord Jesus and his disciples had sat, the tents of the Roman soldiers stood. A terrible famine reigned in the city. Pestilence broke out among the Jewish people. Thousands died. In one night, 40,000 corpses were thrown over the wall. Mothers killed and ate their own children. After a desperate defense, the city was finally conquered. The splendid temple was set on fire by a Roman soldier. The Romans destroyed this beautiful building so that no two stones remained upon each other. O children, everything which the Lord Jesus foretold upon this Mount of Olives took place exactly according to his words. Later you will hear more about it. But come, let us return to the Mount of Olives where Jesus and his disciples are sitting. The suffering of the Jews will not end with the destruction of Jerusalem. Oh no, much more shall befall them. Just listen. The Lord tells them the Jews will be slain by the sword. Thousands shall be slain in that horrible war, and the rest shall be carried away as captives. These captives will be sold as slaves. They will have to serve their enemies. Their enemies will treat them cruelly and without compassion. The Jewish people will be persecuted, tormented, and plagued. The armies of the enemy will march through the streets of Jerusalem. The Jewish nation will be driven from their beloved native country, and the heathen who will rule over them will live in their land. The Jews will wander over the earth as vagabonds. This prophecy has been fulfilled exactly as Jesus had foretold. More than 1 million Jews perished miserably in the despairing conflict. Tens of thousands were expelled and banished as exiles from their country and sold as slaves. The land of Canaan has been under the dominion of the heathens for centuries. Foreign people have lived in that country for hundreds of years, and there is no place for the Jews. As exiles, they roam about the entire world. Really, the Jews have been punished severely, and they cried, "His blood be on us and on our children." That blood has come upon them. This is a warning example for you, boys and girls. God did not spare the Jewish people. Shall he spare you if you cast to the wind the many callings of God? Do you think God has changed? Do you think you can insult and anger him without being punished? God will not permit himself to be mocked by the Jews, neither will he permit himself to be mocked by our nation. The Jews are scattered about the world as a specimen of God's avenging righteousness. Let us take heed to it. In my thoughts, I see the disciples while listening to the serious words of the Lord Jesus. Yes, now they understand that dark times will come, times of dread and fear, times full of distress and grief. Yes, now they believe the beautiful city of Jerusalem will become a smoking heap of ruins. Sadness fills their hearts, for they feel this judgment will come. They stare at the Lord Jesus with a frightened look in their eyes. Their hearts tremble upon hearing of all those coming catastrophes. And what will happen to them? Nothing is hidden from the all-knowing eyes of the Savior. Neither is their fear hidden. Therefore, the Lord will encourage them. Listen. The Lord assures them God will take care of his people. God will not forsake them. It is true, they will be hated. They will be persecuted. But his heavenly Father will watch over them. It is true, they will be thrown into prison. But God shall remain with them. God will give them his love and grace. The Lord Jesus advised them to flee when these dreadful times come. At that time they must leave Jerusalem and flee to the mountains where they will be safe. The cruel enemies will not be able to harm them there. Behold, the Lord Jesus says, I have told you beforehand. Watch ye therefore and pray. Take notice to the signs which I declare unto you. 40 years later, when the Romans marched against Jerusalem, the Christians fled. God's people did not remain in Jerusalem. They left the city and fled to the small city of Pella. Pella lay on the other side of Jordan, in the land where Sihon and Og once lived. When thousands of people died in Jerusalem from famine and pestilence, and when the streets were dyed red from the blood of the Jewish soldiers, God's people found safety in Pella. Not one of God's children perished in Jerusalem. God provided for their safety. God's people are blessed, are they not? Oh, that you may become jealous of those people who fear and serve the Lord uprightly. Never mock with them, but ask the Lord if he will make you as blessed as they are. The possibility of being pardoned still exists while you are alive. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Isn't it worth every effort to plead with God for mercy? Probably some of you are thinking, but we do not live in Jerusalem. I know that. But the Lord Jesus also said he will come upon the clouds of heaven. But before he comes, terrible times shall break out over the entire world. There will be wars and rumors of wars, earthquakes in diverse places. People will seek death, for all the world shall be filled with fear and dread. The world shall be full of spite and malice. Boys and girls, you are still young. You are filled with plans and dreams for the future. You think all your expectations must come from this life, but you are wrong. Dreadful times are coming. No, they are with us already. Horrible wars have been fought. Large cities have been destroyed. Millions have perished. And what is in store for us? I do not know. God only knows. When Lot stood outside of Sodom, the Lord said unto him, Haste thee, escape for thy life, so you do not perish. I also call unto you in all sincerity, Haste thee, escape for thy life, forsake sin, and bow in the dust before God.